Money Show. The Friday File. The
Friday File. Friday File, we look for inspiring and uplifting tales of ingenuity and brilliance from the world of luxury and comfort and joy and flavour. Well, South Africa's got a really quite significant nut industry, and I'm not talking about the people that you know. This is an industry of nuts, mostly in Limpopo and in Mpumalanga, and huge capital, of course, is required to acquire the land. You know, you're not going to want to plant trees on other people's lands unless you've got a really solid contract in place. So you need to kind of own the land that you're planting trees on, and then you plant the trees, and they take years to produce the nuts. And then, you know, the weather turns bad, or conditions turn awful, or prices change, or whatever the mess might be. So you do need to be patient. Most of these nuts, especially macadamia nuts, are exported probably to China. That is the main market for macadamias, certainly. But there's a small and wonderful growing industry of people who are beneficiating part of the nut harvest. One of those companies is called Bush Bites, and it's based in Hoedspruit. And Gillian Burgess Bucken is the owner and the founder of Bush Bites. How did it all start, Gillian?
Well, Bush Bites, a range of gourmet food products, was founded towards the end of 2020 by a couple of friends of mine who needed to find something to keep them busy whilst we were confined to barracks during the COVID lockdown. Basically, their everyday home snacks and healthy staples was turned into Bush Bites.
I didn't emphasize the fact that you're in Hoedspruit, which is at the center of the nut industry, isn't it? I mean, there are huge groves. What are they, orchards or groves? What are lots of nut trees called?
Well, I don't know. I stand under correction. It's probably orchards, but I would stand under correction to that. And in actual fact, I'm no longer in Hoedspruit. I was fortunate enough to be in Hoedspruit for the best part of almost on and off 5 years. Whilst my daughter was at school up there, but I am actually back in the Big Smoke and running it locally. But having said that, whilst living there, I was obviously in the right place at the right time, and got involved in the marketing and sales of the superfood range of products. And I can say that the business has been profitable from day one, with a growing range of followers and returning customers, and the bulk of whom actually learned about the brand from word of mouth. So just to tell you, we're a proudly South African company.
As you should be. I mean, your entire focus, Gillian, is one about eating local. It's a global trend. We understand the carbon footprint of importing your avos from Morocco or wherever they might be grown. More and more people, and the focus is on eating quality food that you can know where it comes from. And it also is far more sustainable.
Exactly. And basically, as you mentioned, they're all the ingredients are sourced locally, choosing only the finest organic and obviously ethically grown South African products. And we've made contact and built great working relationship with various farmers, distributors and local organizations. And our ingredients are sourced from those suppliers around South Africa. In terms of sustainable and organic suppliers, I've got two examples which are very pertinent, one of which is King's Honey. They are based in the Nelspruit area. They are part of what is known as the Beeger, B-E-E-G-E-R picture. And the honey, it's pure honey, 100% pure honey, sourced responsibly, obviously, and sustainably from hives which are located in that Lowveld and Mpumalanga area. And they believe, King's Honey believe, that having a good tasting product is worth nothing if the methods used to produce it are not in line with nature.
And that's, again, the importance here and what we've got. I mean, so you're producing premium products at a premium price because they come and they are, you know, pure products. We don't necessarily appreciate just how much of the honey that we buy in the shops that's mass marketed, even from brands that we've known and respected perhaps for decades, are sort of cut with sugar water and with syrup and all kinds of things. It's very, very disappointing, but it is expensive to do what you guys are doing and sourcing in the way that you're doing. I once tried to make peanut butter many, many years ago. It was awful. It was oily. It was horrible. simple. What is the trick with getting the nut butters right? Because you do punt them as oil-free, sugar-free, preservative-free, only using the export-grade nuts. It's got to be difficult from a preservation, shelf-life point of view to get the product into a perfect condition that it lasts long enough to get to consumers' homes.
Well, on that note, I have to tell you, I have a fantastic supplier who is, she is a lady who is based in the Tzaneen Limpopo area, and she supplies me with her nuts, as well as she buys extra supplements from a small scale group of community farmers who are predominantly women, I'll have you know. And she is part of the Kruger to Canyons initiative. And if you wish to look that up, it's actually a great initiative where they bring harmony. Kruger to Canyons is an initiative that is based obviously in the Blader Canyon, or the bigger area, bigger sort of Limpopo area. It's a UNESCO dedicated biosphere, and they bring harmony between man and nature. And one of Yvonne's projects, or in fact, one of the projects that she's involved with under the K2C umbrella, is they stimulate the rural economy, focusing particularly on the informal sector, offering support to the small to medium micro enterprises in the form of business development, training, and mentorship. And from the agricultural perspective, which is obviously where our groundnuts or peanuts come in, K2C are working towards integrating sustainable activities, namely conservation comparable farming, which includes teaching an organic style of farming where there's obviously no need to use chemicals, and which is obviously going to contribute to a better quality of groundnut so that we can bring a product to the consumer that is that much more tasty.
But isn't it amazing just how this virtuous cycle works of great raw materials then get put into great manufactured products that go to consumers who like them, who pay the premium. The money then goes in the circle back to the producers who then supply the products. And you then focus on getting the best quality that you possibly can from sustainable sources as best you possibly can. And you end up then with a business that's actually able to not only do the nut butters, but there's granola, there's rusks, there's trail mixes. And it's creating this wonderful enterprise, which is growing at a rate of knots. Where is the stuff available, Gillian? I mean, is it do you have to go all the way to Mpumalanga or Limpopo to buy it?
No, you don't. It is available from some outlets, not many. I have a few suppliers. I also do markets. I'm sure you've probably heard of the Karma's Market. There's a market coming up at Midstream College in the next month or so. However, I, having looked at various outlets, I felt that Bush Bites, I don't want to lose it in the mix of or the noise, as it were, on the shelves. So I've kept the integrity by, as I say, only offering it at particular places, and obviously online. We have a big online following. A large number of people are ordering online through our website, which is www.bushbites.co.za. So people are welcome to go and browse the website. And yes, and it's all there.
We'll drop you an invoice for the ad. Gillian Burgess, thank you very much. Gillian Burgess, back in this evening. Involved with a group of women in Hoedspruit, creating phenomenal food products out of ingredients that are sourced from the area. And primarily it's nut butters and things like that, but the whole range of these products. And it's wonderful that it's one of these projects that came about in lockdowns, and people were bored and frustrated and needed to have something to do and create some, make some money, no doubt. But at the same time, actually create a whole supportive ecosystem in a part of the world where if you don't have a job in conservation or in game lodges and things like that, then life can be pretty tough. And so helping industries, micro enterprises form and flourish. And, many, many households, most of us will have a bottle of Black Cut peanut butter made by Tiger Brands, or Yum Yum peanut butter, or no-name brands of peanut butter. And they're great. They're absolutely fantastic. But these are taking locally grown nuts and converting them into a range of quite remarkable products that they're doing out of Hoedspruit. Who knew? Gillian Burgess-Bucken is her name, and the business, of course, is called Bush Bites, founded in the lockdowns of 2020.